Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, give you love, mercy, grace, and compassion. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah. We thank you, Lord God, that we've been redeemed at the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're good and your mercy endure forever. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, oh God. And we thank you that you loved us and let us send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. And Lord, we thank you that today we are redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we worship you. We magnify your name because, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. We thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity. We pray that you would grant healing and restoration, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray for family members, people that are walking through a spirit of grief. We pray, Lord God, that you will send your angels to comfort them in the name of Yeshua. I pray, Lord God, that you will rain down financial blessings upon your people, those that need financial miracles, the money would manifest, that every need would be met according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for opening doors. I thank you, Lord God, for putting people in new homes. I thank you, Lord God, those that need a new car, that you will bless them with a new car in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, most of all, I thank you for your presence operating in the lives of your people. Bless them with your presence. Bless them with your peace. Bless them with your joy. In the name of Yeshua, and I come against and I bind every attack on the enemy. I bind the strong men of mind control and witchcraft and perversion and doubt and unbelief and lack. And I bind you with chains from heaven, and I lose prosperity, I lose healing, I lose joy, and I lose peace in the name of Yeshua. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for raining down your power and your glory. Let your warring angels fight and do battle and destroy the network of the enemy in Yeshua's mighty name. Let your glory be revealed, Father, and let your blessing be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From Word once again. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and I am grateful and thankful for the opportunity and the privilege to be on the airwaves to the first time listeners. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. The return of Yeshua is imminent. We are living in the last days. Perilous times are here. And you heard me say, we got to pray. Pray for revival. Pray for God to uproot and expose all the evil that is taking place in leadership, in our government leadership, and pray that God would send revival to the body of Christ. Pray that God would release an anointing for prayer, supplication, and intercession, that we might see a move of God, that people will be delivered and set free in the name of Yeshua. Saints, we've been in a series, choose whom you will serve. It's all about making a decision. There is so much idol worship in the land today, and we are in need of revival. We need God to show up and show out. We just finished up. We were in 1 Kings 22, demonstrating and showing and talking about that a lot of times when we're going through, it's not always the enemy, Satan, that is behind it. But maybe there is something as a result of generational sins and curses from our family members that has opened the door for us to be going through these various attacks. And in Exodus 34, and let's go there, back to when Moses had asked God to show him his glory. And, you know, the Holy Spirit took me to a place to where when I got through reading in number 5, let's go there, 34:5, Exodus 34:5. To the first time listeners, we give you so much scripture. And if you struggle with something that's between you and God, you got to get on your knees and pray. And he said, and the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed by and before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin. And they were by no means clearly guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children until the third and fourth generation. Now, we know that there is an unseen world that we don't see. And there is a spiritual conflict going on 24/7, 724, 365. And the enemy uses legal rights to come at us and to come after us. That's why when we pray, we go and we ask and the Lord to show us and we renounce. That's how your culture, the background and cultural things that many races are involved with. There is a lot of idol worship, demonic activity, occultic activity involved with it. And when you become a believer in Christ, the enemy activates the legal right to come after you and your children because you have renounced the kingdom of darkness. You are now a son or daughter in the kingdom of God, and he tries to make your life a living hell. And you have to recognize this is what is happening, and this is what is taking place. And Moses made haste and bowed his head down toward the earth, and he worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace in your sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as not been done in all the earth, knowing all the people among which thou shalt see the work of the Lord, for thou is a terrible thing which you are doing. And observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, so God says, I'm going to drive out the Amorites. I call them the Ites, saints. So all these Ites. And then in verse number 12, he gives a command, a directive. And he says, take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land which you are going, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But you shall destroy. This is where the engagement takes place. But you shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. Now, you can go and travel, and as you know, you will see those altars. And when you go to a lot of the false religions, their temples and everything, you see all of that. And God was telling him, you got to break down these altars. There are altars, spiritual altars, that have been erected in generational families that need to be broken down. Because as long as the altar remains in place, the enemy can come and wreak havoc in our lives. You see, he says, now, the graven images, you see, we have social media today that puts on display, and these are altars of worship of sports stars, entertainers, music, whatever. You can just make a list. And we bow down and we worship at those altars. And it causes a breach between us and God. So what we have to do is say, Lord, do I have any altars in my life? Lord, do I have any idols in my life? Excuse me, saints. And we have to be willing to destroy it. And say, but you shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down the road. You see, we are inundated through social media with all type of images. There's led many of the people of God into idol worship. And we have to be on guard against that, saints, because it will bring a breach between us and God. And he says, for thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord God, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. You know, we never talk about the jealousy of God. When's the last time you heard a sermon on the jealousy of God, that God is a jealous God? He told them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt, when he came down on Mount Sinai, he is I'm the Lord thy God, and thou shalt have no other gods before me. We see, because when you enter into a relationship with the Lord, the Lord wants all of you, not some of you. The Lord wants to build and establish a relationship with you as his son, as his daughter. The Lord wants you to meet with him every day in the secret place. The Lord desires for you and to take delight in meeting with the Lord. Do you get excited to meet with God? Or is it just, oh, God, I got to go do this. Oh, I got to read the word. Oh, I got to pray. Or is there a level of excitement that you get to have an audience with the creator of the universe and say, Lord, I'm spending this time with you. Now, I'm going to be honest, saints. Sometimes if I oversleep or I got a lot of stuff to do, I'm rushing. I might, oh God, I'll be praying as I'm doing all this stuff. You know, I'm running, get everything. I'll be praying. So, but actually, stopping and taking time to meet with God. Do you have an excitement to do it? And do we have the same excitement to meet with God as we do when we get ready to go to a football game, go to a concert, go to a comedy event, to go to some type of social event? Is there a level of excitement that we say, hey, we're going here. Hey, we're going to go do that. Ask ourselves that. Or is it like a weight and a burden? You know, we get to the place to where the love for God has grown cold and we no longer just have a desire to be with him and to meet with him. And then it can just become a religious activity till we do it because we're supposed to instead of wanting to. And we have to change our heart attitude in coming before the Lord. And I said, Lord, I'm coming to meet with you. And sometimes, you know, saints, we get to the place, I'm just talking to you a little bit. It's just to go and just sit in his presence and say nothing. Yeah, when I say that, you go and sit and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, thank you for allowing me to be here. Lord, I come in the name of Yeshua and by the blood of Yeshua. And Lord, I don't have anything to say, but thank you. And just sit in his presence and wait on the Lord. Or put on your favorite praise song and not ask him for anything, but just enjoy his presence. Sometimes we need to get to a place that we do that. Because sometimes we go in there, we begging. You know, the Bible says we enter into its courts with praise and thanksgiving. And we reflect on how good God is, even in the midst of trials and circumstances. And we think about past testimonies where God has healed us and God has delivered us and God has brought us out and God has brought provision. God has did things to where we are saying, like, God, you did it. Lord, you did this. Lord, you did that. And you start thinking about the goodness of God. And then his presence will come and he will pour out his presence upon you and then you begin to weep. You know, because I do this, this happens to me, you know, when I truly sit down and be still before the Lord. And I think about everything that God has done for me. And I think about how God has intervened, how God has spared my life on so many occasions. I can't help but be thankful and grateful and think, you know, God, you really do love me. Lord, you saved me from this and you saved me from that. God, you intervened here and God, you intervened there. God, when I didn't have no food to eat, you moved on the heart of somebody to give me some food. Excuse me, Saint. There was a time when I was living in California and I was basically homeless for a minute. And God intervened and he allowed me to get an apartment. Somebody loaned me the money to put down the deposit because I was going to be living in my car. And I was working a state job where you got paid once a month. And when I was put out my place, I had nowhere to go. But God moved on the heart of one of my friends to give me an apartment. I found a place. They said, hey, there's an apartment vacant down the street from me. And I called the landlord and said, hey, I need a place to live. And he said, well, you got to put up a deposit. And I didn't have the money for the deposit. And my friend, she loaned me the money. And I was able to get in a place. I had no furniture. It was just an empty apartment. It's just walls and floors. And even in that, I didn't have any food in my house. I had nothing. And I didn't have a lot of money, maybe $30. And I'm in this apartment, a roach infested apartment, by the way. And I was grateful and thankful that God blessed me. And I was a young preacher at the time. And I would go to church to set up for the service. And there was an elderly woman there, and she had watched me, and she says, and she came in, and she says, the Lord spoke to me and told me to feed you. Man, I said, what? The Lord said, you don't have no food in your house. And I said, oh, God, and I dropped my head. I didn't know this woman from Adam. And she bought me a little care package. Fried chicken, potato salad, some greens. And she brought me food. The Lord says, I have to feed you. And we was running revival that week. And every day, she would bring me a care package and rice pudding. And I was so grateful. And I remember going home and crying. And say, God, you did it. God, you did it. I didn't have a dollar to change. Payday was 15 days away, but he moved in the heart of this woman, elderly mother of the church, like, to feed me every single day. And I think back when even riding the bus, because I didn't have a car, so I had to ride the bus, and I didn't have no money, I just had pennies. And I'd get on the bus with my pennies, and the bus driver would look at me and say, it's okay, you can ride free. And I think about, God, you did it then. And then when you start thinking about things like that, saints, it'll carry you through. And you begin to praise and thank him because God did it. God will move on the heart of people to bless you when you don't have it. And then you start thinking, this is the God that I serve. God is good. So we learn to do that. And I hope that little testimony helps someone out there. And God said, but you shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord your God is a jealous God. And he says, lest I make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land and they go a whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and call for thee, and thou eat of the sacrifice. And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons and their daughters, and go a whoring after their gods, and take thy sons and go a whoring after their gods, and thou shalt make thee molten gods. God says, now understand, depending on where you live, the culture, and the land, the city, the state, there are gods or principalities and powers, and demonic forces that entice you to worship their gods. And that's why you have to be ever so careful, because you get caught up in the culture of that city or that state, and before you know it, you're walking down the Broadway, which is leading to destruction. And God says, don't do it. Be careful who you get involved with. Be careful of your relationships and your friends. Because for some reason, people that are serving Satan have influence and power over believers, that believers will compromise their stand in Christ and go after the other gods. It has always been that way. That's why you have to be careful, because you begin to partake and participate in that which God says is unholy. And that brings a breach between you and God as a child of God. So you have to examine yourself and make sure. You see, I have a very small circle of friends. I don't interact with a lot of people because of the things that they're involved with and the things that they do and practices and things. And I had to guard my anointing. And when God allows me to interact with people, it's so that I can be a light, I can sow a seed and sow the gospel. And I've learned over the years that that influence that they exert through witchcraft and mind control and all enticements and all of these things can lead you astray and lead you away from walking with God. See, we in the body of Christ, we have to recognize that we have been redeemed from the power of sin, and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives, and we have to guard in our relationship and our heart with God more than anything else, because the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But we serve a God of abundance, and we serve a God of liberty, and a God who desires healing, a God who desires fellowship. When he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, saying it was to break the power of sin, it was to redeem us from the hand of the enemy, so that we could have fellowship with him and learn to love and grow with him and become a vessel for him, that he can take and tap us on the shoulder and use us to bring glory and honor to his name, because he wants us to be in a relationship. He wants us to be his sons and his daughters. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He allowed his son to be tortured, to be brutalized, to be murdered, so that we could live life more abundantly, that we can walk in deliverance, we can walk in healing, we can walk in victory. Yes, we will have trials, and yes, we will have tribulation, but by the grace of God, he was bring us out and bring us into a new and a wealthy place if we yield and surrender our hearts to his lordship and say, Lord, come into my life. Lord, if I have anything going on in my life that is not pleasing to you, God, take it out, because I don't want anything to be in my life that causes a breach. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus, is Lord, his return imminent. Pray for your families and your loved ones, their hearts be open to receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.